Well, a difficult day for the state of Victoria today. 25 more people have died with COVID, alongside more than 1,900 new infections. Still, the state's hospitalisation rates remain stable. The vast majority of those in hospital are unvaccinated, while the state is also inching closer to key vaccination targets. But in New South Wales, 2 weeks after the easing of restrictions and warnings that case numbers and hospital pressure could spike, COVID case numbers are still relatively low. In Melbourne, Emily Burke reports.
The Delta outbreak has now claimed 272 lives in Victoria. 25 of them were reported today. It comes as the state prepares for a significant further easing of restrictions tomorrow night. And emergency doctor Stephen Parnas says hospitals are under pressure but not overwhelmed.
COVID is placing an immense burden on hospital services, but I do not think that we are at the point of saying that our ability to care for COVID patients is compromised by overwhelming numbers.
The hospitalisation rates are stable for now.
You know, days will look different to up and down over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Victoria's acting chief health officer is Ben Cowie.
We've got increased opening up and mixing of people. At the same time, we've got very, very high vaccination levels and increasing every day. So there are, at this sort of point where we are probably reaching a plateau, there's going to be a bit of churn around that. The modelling suggests that then we might see a slight reduction in case numbers, followed by a subsequent rise again through December and January.
For eligible Victorians aged over 16, more than three quarters are fully vaccinated and 92% have had their first dose. As Victoria reaches its 80% double dose vaccination target, Melburnians will be able to travel to regional Victoria from 6pm tomorrow. But some people are going to great lengths to avoid being vaccinated at all, including abusing or attempting to bribe doctors.
There have been reports of people going from general practice to try and get different outcomes.
Professor Cowie says those seeking an exemption will need new paperwork.
Only the Australian Immunisation Register medical exemption form is to be used to provide patients proof of medical exemption to any vaccination requirements in Victoria.
The Premier has also defended the vaccine mandates that are required across a broad range of industries, services, workers, clients and customers.
We would not be at these vaccination levels if we had not mandated vaccines in lots of different areas. We'd be locked down still. We wouldn't be going to 80% tomorrow night and having a long weekend.
The reopening is too soon when you've got high circulating numbers each day that is over 1,000. Certainly when New South Wales opened up, it was nowhere near that. And this is a problem.
Epidemiologist and infectious diseases expert, Professor Mary Louise McClaws.
I know that you're itching to open up, but if you're going to, you really do need to wear masks outdoors, regardless of who you are, because your vaccination rate across total population is only 60%. So not quite one in two people who meet each other in the street may not be vaccinated.
By contrast, New South Wales recorded fewer than 300 cases in the latest reporting period.
The testing rates in New South Wales have dropped dramatically.
So do you think there might be more cases circulating, but they're just not being picked up because the testing rates have fallen away?
There's likely to be more cases, given that we've had a drop from nearly 186,000 tests at the peak of testing down to only 71,000 tests. So we should be doing more testing with the rapid antigen test kits. It is a way of knowing whether or not our vaccination level has reduced the circulation of the virus.
Professor Mary Louise McClaws, Emily Burke with that report.